Okay.
I call the May 16, 2023 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and state the time.
It is 7:06. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Here.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
And for the last time, President Brooks?
Yes. consent agenda items A through C are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items? No, then I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person.
And there will be time to, if anybody has comments regarding President Brooks, we'll have time after a resolution's read. Okay.
Okay. We are going to move to the approval of...
You raise your hand if you want to. Okay.
But thank you, Michael. Yeah, one up and one down. Okay. Approval of proposal for emergency architectural repairs to wall next to Halfway House. Lisa Shepherd and Kyle Kuz will present the information.
Kyle?
Yeah, so I've never had a chance to read the memo. Everyone recalls the storm we had back on Friday, March 31st. There was a substantial rainfall that occurred, excess of 2 inches per hour. What this resulted in is, I think we've all seen the pictures of the cascading water going down the stairs at Lakefront Park. What happened in this instance is the combination of the falling rain as well as fall and winter debris flying out of storm sewers resulted in a potential storm surge coming down the ramps. And then what it resulted in is washing out the foundation and the mortar of the architectural wall north of the Halfway House. We submitted a claim to the Derma for the damages, and they are covering the damages, less than $1,000 deductible. What we're looking to do is have the wall removed prior to closing as an emergency measure because it is structurally compromised. And then the reinstallation of the wall would take place as at the tail end of phase two of the bluff stabilization project, likely in the fall. Kind of high level rundown of what has occurred and how we're planning to approach securing it and then repairing it.
We did consult with our attorneys, and this does meet the qualifications for emergency repair. And we already have MARTM mobilized for our retaining wall project going on right now. So we do not have to go out for bid because of that. So.
Okay. I am going to move with, I entertain a motion that due to the fact that the architectural wall north of the Halfway House was damaged during severe storms on March 31st, the board makes a finding that by its nature, the removal and repairs are not adaptable to competitive bidding due to the urgency. Therefore, competitive bidding is waived and the proposal from Markham Construction is approved in the amount of $36,541 as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. We are moving now to approval of resolution number 952, Aaron Klassen, 10 years of service.
Oh, right there.
Oh! Oh, how wonderful. So, here we go. I am going to read the resolution. Aaron Klassen, 10-year service resolution number 952. Whereas Aaron Klassen was hired and employed as the superintendent of marketing and communications for the Glencoe Park District on April 15, 2013, whereas in realization of her consistent commitment of time, energy, passion, and expertise to the betterment of services and facilities of the district, whereas her service, dedication, and leadership abilities have been an asset to the Glencoe Park District through a period of district growth and change with regard to implementing, automating, and continually improving the district's marketing, social media, and communication software and platforms, whereas Erin has been instrumental in working with the administrative team in developing grants resulting in $4.7 million in grants over 10 years, whereas she was an integral part of the Park District team when we were awarded the 2019 NRPA National Gold Medal for Excellence, and we were a finalist for the gold medal in 2017 and 2018, whereas Erin's contribution to sound policies and practices helped Glencoe Park District become an IPRA IAPD distinguished accredited agency for the first time in its 100 plus year history, whereas Erin efficiently and effectively played the major role in the team that successfully selected, transitioned, and implemented the district's website to a new platform and modern identity that worked cohesively with our registration software and broke down barriers for the Glencoe community, whereas she has successfully chaired the Employee Appreciation Committee, providing benefits and entertainment for the staff, whereas Erin has brought 10 years of experience, knowledge, and historical perspective to the district, and now, therefore, be it resolved, the Glencoe Park District Board of Commissioners, representing all the residents of the Park District, recognize the meritorious service of Erin Klassen and record it in the permanent records of the Glencoe Park District for all to see. This resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its passage. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 953 for Erin Klassen's 10 years of service as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. I would just like to say, I'm going to say something. Erin was my very first hire at Glencoe. In fact, we started advertising this position before I even started at the Park District. And she saw the vision and what we could become, and she has been working alongside me these last 10 years to achieve those goals, and it's been a pleasure working with her. There's not a idea that's too off the wall. In fact, she's been so good at publicizing our events and our programs. They are now becoming regional draws. So, Erin, thank you so much for your service and working for our team. I really appreciate all that you do for us. Anybody else?
So I have to say the same thing in the title of you for many more years than me.
That's right.
Absolutely. And Erin, first of all, that you don't have the experience by time. Don't get yourself into that boat on your way to have that baby. I always have found Erin's portion of the board packet the most interesting and the one that I kind of go back over and read, although we never really focus on it too much, but it's interesting, and I see how over the last few years you've just accelerated what you're doing and how you're doing it, and I've always appreciated what you've given to me before these speeches that I can work off of your very sound framework and structure for a speech, and just keep doing what you're doing. I know they'll miss you when you're out for a little bit, and we'll welcome you back. It will be.
Last time, so for the audience, last time she went on maternity leave, the whole country shut down, and so we're hoping that doesn't happen again in 2 months. So. I also echo that you always make me sound so well, written and verbally, so thank you.
Yeah. Okay, if there is nothing else, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne.
Yes.
Commissioner Covey.
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder.
Yes.
Commissioner Spain.
Yes.
President Brooks.
Yes, motion passes.
Okay.
Okay, so
this turns over to Commissioner Bourne. Sorry.
Ghost.
I'm going to read resolution number 953. Whereas Lisa M. Brooks has given exemplary voluntary service as an elected park commissioner from May 19, 2016 to May 16, 2023. Whereas the realization of her commitment of time, energy, and expertise to the betterment of services and facilities of the district. Whereas during her tenure, she served as president from 2018 to 2023, vice president from 2017 to 2018, treasurer from 2015 to 2017, as well as Glen Cove Planning Commission representative, finance committee of the whole chair, committee of the whole chair, special projects and facilities committee chair, and WAF advisory group chair. Whereas Lisa's contributions to the redevelopment of Astor Park, Vernon Playground, Old Elm Playground, Woodlawn Park, Patriot Early Childhood Playground and Trail, Duke Park, Connect Glen Cove Trail, and Lakefront Park Playground and Tennis Courts provided an endless amount of joy and memories for the residents of Glen Cove. Whereas her contributions to the addition of amenities to the district, including Glen Cove Fitness Center and renovations to the Take-Up Community Center and Watts Recreational Center, provided recreational opportunities for generations to come. Whereas Lisa's exceptional leadership is cited during the COVID-19 pandemic, where she provided sound advice and recommendations as the district navigated the public health crisis and changing state guidelines, and provided for a swift reopening to offer programming and desperate needs of parents and the community due to her support to retain and pay employees through the pandemic. Whereas during her tenure, the Glen Cove Park District earned the Illinois Distinguished Accredited Agency Award in 2019 and the National Gold Medal Award for Excellence in Park and Recreation Management in 2019. Whereas Lisa is an avid supporter of the need for child care to support women in the workplace, which was evident in her decisions during her tenure, and now therefore being resolved, the Glen Cove Park District Board of Commissioners, representing all the residents of the Park District, recognize the
meritorious
of Lisa and Dorothy recorded in the permanent records of the Glen Cove Park District for all to see. This resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its passage.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So I just want to say to my partner, Brian, and we were just saying that, you know, we've had many park visits, many field trips together,
together,
but
a lot of park equipment together, so I will miss your leadership and your
professionalism and your commitment to the district.
Thank you, Steph.
You will be greatly missed by all of us.
Don't forget, I brought you Clorox wipes. You had none in the beginning of the pandemic.
That was a huge sacrifice. Personally and professionally.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Other commissioners?
Sure. I will say, Lisa, you have done a phenomenal job at so many aspects of this role. Bringing me up to speed on things 4 years ago was no easy task. You shepherded many things. You guided me from text messages to phone calls to our, hey, Lisa, can you give me a ride home because I walked here tonight? The conversations have been enlightening, your leadership has been inspiring, your guidance has been absolutely phenomenal, and you will be missed. Park Board will go on without you, but it will go on in the same way, and you will be thought of fondly as we move on.
Thank you, Michael. It's very sweet.
I'd like to make a comment as well. Thank you for your mentorship as I became a new board member. And I just want to say that I really admire your leadership style. I think that, you know, you come into the room and truly listen to the fellow board members. You solicit viewpoints from those around the room. You're good at bringing up points of view rather than just kind of necessarily espousing your own, and really good at building that consensus and making sure that we have a good discussion. So just wanted to point out, I think your leadership in meetings has been great, and just thank you for your service through these years. It's been a great, I was going to say rain, but we're
back. I think rain is appropriate. Thank you, that was very sweet, very sweet.
Carol has just said a number of things that I was going to say, and I completely agree with. And one of the more interesting things to me in our various conversations is how you will cover a topic, get various points of view, there may be some dissension, and you stay calm throughout the whole discussion, just maintain the continuity. And I've asked you, I said, well, how do you stay so calm? And you say, I'm not calm at all. Oh, you look completely calm and relaxed. So you maintain a very professional persona and you stay in control. And you've done an outstanding job. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bart. So funny because I'm thinking of little anecdotes about all of you here. Starting with you, Michael, who's been so kindly allowing me to mispronounce your name for the entire 4 years you've been on the board. First, it was a mistake, and then I just like to say it wrong. But Michael, as you may know, self-identifies as a rocket. Do you remember our consultant where we had to identify ourselves? And you were the only one in the room that was a rocket, and you are.
You are.
And you know what adds, as everybody does, as all of the different characters who end up on this board, they bring something different. And so of all the iterations, I've said I think this board is, and now with Jordan totally bringing it in 100%, it's the best board in total that I've worked with, and it's the most diverse in a lot of ways, and I think you're just going to have a phenomenal next, whatever, 2 or 4 years, however you've done it. And Carol, I always credit myself with bringing you into the fold, although it has absolutely nothing to do with me, but I did promote you for, you know, what you, your professional background and what you're going to bring, and I see that I was right about that, too. I think you're going to do such a great job, and you're going to learn so much, as I told you, and you're just going to have a lot of fun. And Bart, I will say you are the commissioner who, there's a lot of like top 10 things that I've got going through my mind, but you're the commissioner who had the worst prediction of any commissioner in anything. You said to me before you were seated, we were having conversations to kind of gear him up and get him, you know, kind of on board with some of the issues we were dealing with. And you said to me at the end of the conversation, I just don't think we're going to get along today. And it turns out we got along just fine. So I will give you that bad prediction and say I'm happy for it. And of course, Stephanie, I always call her my lieutenant, my captain, gift captain. Stephanie always comes through when I needed her, and it's just been such a fun thing to get to know you. And you're always so solid, and I always think Stephanie's just such a Chicago woman. She just says exactly this. Keep the words simple, say exactly what you mean, and then if it's all falling apart, just say, well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know? Which is exactly right. So obviously, I have greatly enjoyed working with the board, and I appreciate the stress and sacrifice that they make, not just of time, they're giving up a lot in order to serve. And Jordan, you know, kudos to you, you're giving up a lot. I know you've got little ones at home, and you know, you're taking on stress and controversy and things, and I think you're gonna be perfect. I think you're gonna do a great job, and you're gonna balance out this board really beautifully. Really, my highest pleasure has been working with this staff, with the management. Such a well-run organization, people who really believe in what they're doing, always striving to do better, and able to adapt, not having their ego lead with things, but just having the product, the end result, their mission lead. You know, at the end of all of the weird work I've done in my life professionally, to see something kind of coalesce this way and to see that, oh my God, it really can be done right has been such a pleasure. So thank you, Lisa, for bringing that to me. And you know, I was thinking today, what has happened the most often as a board president, but certainly as a commissioner, what text have I seen the most and sent the most? And it's, call me. It's like, and I just shortened it to the receiver. Yeah. You know, it's like, something just happened. Call me. So we've had, I hope you would agree, a good working relationship.
Yes, very much so.
And as you will. And, you know, I've taken so much more from this experience than I've contributed. And, you know, I apologize for that. But that is sort of kind of nice to have that balance off a little bit and go out with more than I put into it. So it's all been good. And I leave at exactly the right time where I still enjoy the process. I still believe in the process. I think all the decisions, the difficult decisions we've made, I think they've always ended up being the right thing. I think we've always done the right thing. And I actually have a receipt to prove that, because I think a lot of people just go on, they go on, opinion, not fact, but I brought the receipts. I was cleaning out a drawer at my dad's house, and I came upon, this is like a historical artifact, it's in a protective sleeve. It is my Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Simon Fraser Elementary School second grade report card. And I was looking through that, oh, this is very interesting, what did they say about me? And they had, Lisa continues to be an eager pupil. She has tried to accept her rare mistakes. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was really cute. It really made me connected to all of this. So thank you. Thank you for the experience. And thank you for allowing me to be part of it. And I have my friends here, my wonderful husband who's put up with a lot. Every time I come home from a meeting, he'd say, how'd it go? And I'd say, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Which was fine. Anyway, so with no further ado.
Thank you for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations, you have the first commissioner ever who served a full 8 years, two consecutive four-year terms. And all I can say is, what a long, strange trip it's been. When you first responded to an email, hey, would you be interested in learning more about being a park commissioner, to getting on the board, to voting for the resolution statement to respect the importance of the Glencoe Beach and all the other infrastructure improvements that have come along afterwards. Thank you very much. Between the bluff and the stairs and the pier. You volunteered for the Central Park Task Force. It was a thankless job. I stayed far away from it. Ended up landing the plane with a facility that got a donation and made the neighbors happy. Congratulations. You've been involved with countless development infrastructure, all the way from Shelton Park, Cock Park, Connect Glencoe, Astor Park, Old Elm, West Park, the playground of Vernon and Jefferson, Woodlawn Park, this park over here, the Tatum Center Park, the new Watts Center, inside the Tatum Center here, the Fitness Center, which is phenomenal, all those things. You can just see physical presence of what you do. But besides that, you were kind of a beacon of transparency and accountability. You conducted meetings in a way that when there was an issue in front of the community, that you would allow for multiple opportunities to provide input. And even if people didn't agree with the outcome, they thought the process was good. So you helped build a lot of goodwill. Very collaborative among your park board commissioners, not like when I was first on the park board for sure. You really set a really good example of what a board president should be. I think as you sail off into the sunset, there'll be a new board. And my message to the new board members is, you guys are out there sailing off into the future. You're going to get gusts of wind. You're going to get rough waters. And at that point, you're going to have to sit yourself and say, what do we do? And what I would suggest is you have a runner. You kind of do what Lisa would do. Put that runner in the water and kind of conduct yourself the way you would there. She was a great example, and hopefully you guys can kind of learn from that and replicate that. So with that, thank you very much as a resident and as a patron. We're really thankful for all of you and the board staff that have done. You were an excellent president, and I wish I was able to serve on the board under you. We overlapped for 2 years, but the way this park district now and the award, you know, is probably this is the best that I've ever seen this park board, the way it's working, the way the board is working, and I, you know, it, don't ever take it for granted. I talked to some people in Winnetka, a former board president, who told me that they were riding high too a couple of years ago, and then they had a changeover of board, a changeover of executive director, and things just went completely downhill. So for the rest of you guys, just keep this thing going, keep improving. Yeah. You got a great team, you got a great staff, and you have a great example to follow. So Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephanie, I have a couple past commissioners that sent in stuff. Can I read them? From Dudley Underdog, past board president and commissioner. My best to all the park board members, especially President Lisa Brooks, who was one of the best board members and presidents in the history of the district. Lisa spent considerable time and effort to make informed decisions by consulting with staff, residents, and experts. She took the job seriously and valued public input while keeping an eye on the bottom line. I think she understood the difficult trade-offs that have to be made, and she served as a cheerleader for better parks and programs in Glencoe, a true leader. Our park and recreation programs greatly benefited from her participation. She will be missed.
Sweet.
From Steve Gaines, past board president and commissioner, I wish Lisa Brooks the best and good luck and good listening to the new board members. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Bob Kimball, past board president and commissioner, please tell Lisa how much I enjoyed my time on the board with her. She can be proud of what she accomplished during her years on the board. She has performed a real service for the village.
Oh, that's very sweet. I'm going to leave because you've got work to do, but I want to tell you a really funny story, and I'll just attribute it to Steve Gaines because this is what happened. Early in my tenure, he approached me before a meeting, and he said, and at that time I think it was the only woman on the board, and he said, Lisa, I have a question for you. Commissioners' wives always used to bake cookies, and the commissioners would take turns, their wives would bake cookies, bringing cookies into the meeting. It was so nice. Do you bake by any chance?
I was going to say, did your husband bake?
I
don't really want to know.
It was so cute. He's a sweet guy, and yeah, whatever. So yeah. And if you're feeling sorry for me, I'm about to go out for champagne with my friends and my husband.
Awesome.
And tomorrow we're flying off to go see our newest grandchild.
Congratulations.
Yes, Bernadette. Aww. Bernadette. Yeah.
I love it.
Bernadette, born in the front seat of a Honda CRV.
Oh, that's
a
story.
Weird story, but healthy and happy, and can't wait to go see her. So.
Does anybody else have to say anything before I give her something?
Thank you for your leadership. The community is so lucky.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the last 8 years. We'll miss you.
Well, I will miss you, but see you again. So.
So much for always listening to best input and really coming down in such a diplomatic way.
Thank you, Erin. Thank you so much.
Well, this one's a hard one for me because she's been on the board 8 of my 10 years.
Oh,
And there is not a week but it goes by, sorry, Carol, that you don't hear from me or call me or can you talk to someone for me? So, and Lisa has always taken such strides in humor and made me laugh. So I'm really going to miss you and your advice, and we're keeping you involved, so don't worry about that, you're not gone. So before you leave, you get this, I don't know what you're going to do with it, firewood, I don't know. The board and staff are also dedicating a swing in your honor, but a very special swing. It's Lisa Brooks, from my recollection, what I can tell, has been the only person that served 3 consecutive terms of president. Usually it's switched every year. And Lisa just kept on going. Everybody's like, you keep it. So I really appreciate that because that continuity really helped me in these years.
Yeah.
So we're giving you a very special swing. We refurbished a Glencoe swing. If you ever, everybody knows what the Glencoe swings are. We refurbished one in Lakefront Park.
Oh.
You have to get this back. But this is the plaque that will be on it. Forever, and once it gets installed, when we do the dedication at the park, you'll come back, and it's going to be
wonderful.
It's beautiful. It'll overlook the lake, and we know how much you enjoy the lake.
Yes.
So, as a gift to you, also from from me is a beautiful picture of the lake. We know how much you love it. The work you did, historically, we refurbished and brought back to what the beach house and the halfway house look like. That's sometimes hard to do, to invest that money to make sure we keep the history of Glen Cove.
Yes.
And you were always adamant about that,
yes,
amongst many other things. So this is for you
and
also.
You know what's so wonderful about this? It's from the perspective of my favorite place in all of Glen Cove, the water.
Yeah.
Looking in.
Looking up. Yeah.
From the water towards the beach.
So I thought you said that.
That is
so
beautiful.
That is for you also. So
thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you.
Shoulder around. There you go.
Isn't that beautiful? So pretty. Thank
so,
you,
round of applause, Lisa.
Thank you.
So, you can either decide to stay for the passing of your resolution, or you can ride off in the sunset, whichever you prefer.
Oh, does it have to? Oh, it's, I'll wait for it to be passed.
Yes, just maybe,
case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
It might be iffy.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie?
One question. How long does your email account stay open for you?
I don't know. John, does it get cut off tomorrow?
We can make that up.
So you know is that Jordan started on our comprehensive planning committee, and I said, well, now he's becoming a board member. He goes off. We still need a resident to be on the comprehensive plan committee. So Lisa has agreed to stay on that committee also. So you can't get rid of that easy. So we have that historical perspective. So thank you for that. Okay.
Okay.
I entertain a motion to approve Commissioner Service Resolution Number 953 for Lisa M. Brooks as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Bourne.
Yes.
Commissioner Covey.
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider.
Yes.
Commissioner Spain.
Yes.
President Brooks. You have to vote for yourself.
Yes. Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you, everyone.
So we do have some cake for you. So I don't know if you want to save for swearing in or if you're just going to let us have the cake, whichever you want. So.
I'm thinking about my I'm going to watch the swearing in.
Okay.
That's
sounds good. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
It's not glass, so it's okay, let's go. I'm going to try to get out of the way so that Carol stays where she...
You're,
oh, no,
you're
this
fine
is going
right
to be out there?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
We do have to switch over, so
okay.
As soon as we say the oath of office, give that to Jenny. She'll take it up for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice, thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the oath of office. So we will start with...
Me.
Michael.
I have no guests here tonight, so you guys are all my guests. Hockey practice, soccer practice.
Well, we're here for you, Mike.
You guys are
here.
Okay.
Raise your hand. Perfect. Raise your right hand. I don't know where you
can find anything.
I'm Michael Kobe.
I'm Michael
Kobe. Having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner of the Glen Cove Park District.
I've been elected to the office of Park Commissioner of the Glen Cove Park District.
Cook County, Illinois.
Do
hereby solemnly declare and affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do hereby solemnly swear and affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my abilities.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my ability.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
What?
That one's
like
nicely
designed.
The one I have is no
design. I like
that.
Wait, two of these. Here you go. This is your box.
Okay.
All right. Snatch. Oh, it's you, Carol. Hard to shorten sentences a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. Oh, boy.
Ready?
Here we go.
Raise your right hand.
Get out of the background.
All right. I, Carol Spain, having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner of the Glen Cove Park District,
having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner of the Glencoe Park District, Cook County, Illinois, Cook County, Illinois, do hereby solemnly declare and affirm, do hereby solemnly declare and affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and I will well and faithfully discharge the duties,
and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my ability.
Of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
We need a picture of Aaron with their plan, Lisa.
There you are.
Take a brief recess.
Jenny.
How do you pause this?
Pause page.
I don't want to do something wrong.
You got it.
He doesn't. Yeah, he never stopped. Please. Chime in. All right. Thank you all for coming and it's left open. So now it is my duty as board secretary to conduct the election for board president and then vice president. As board secretary, it is my pleasure to open nominations for president of the board. Are there any nominations?
They're open.
Any other nominations? All right. The board has nominated Carol Spain for president. Can I have a second?
Second.
So Stephanie nominated and Jordan got in for a second. Good job. Hearing no further nominations, nominations for president are closed. I will do a roll call vote approving Carol Spain as Park Board President. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Absolutely.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
Is that how you say it? Okay, good. And then President Spain.
Yay!
Yay! As Board Secretary, it is my pleasure to open nominations for Vice President of the Board. Are there any nominations for Vice President?
Stephanie Borum.
Great. Any other nominations? All right. Hearing no further nominations, the nominations for Vice President are closed. I need a roll call vote approving Stephanie Borum as Park Board President. Oh, I need a second. I'm sorry.
Second.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Jenny. Commissioner Borum?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Absolutely.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
All right. Oops, I just got that all messed up. Oh, they're fine. All right. Now I turn it over to President Spain to make recommendations for appointments. Okay. Thank you. I'm like looking for this.
All right. I move to appoint Michael, is it Covey or Covey? Now I need to know how to say it.
Longa, Covey.
Covey? Okay, like Cole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Team puts it on the little gentleman.
Michael Covey as treasurer. Robert Bush of Ansel Glink as attorney and ethics officer. Lisa M. Shepherd as secretary to the board, executive director. Carol Spain as representative to Glencoe Plan Commission. Lisa M. Shepherd and Jennifer L. Runkel as Freedom of Information Act officers.
Need a second?
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Borum?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes.
And Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to announce the appointments for various committees. For Finance Committee of the Whole, Chair Michael Covey, members being the remaining board members. Special Projects Facilities Committee of the Whole, Chair Bart Schneider, members, remaining board members. Local Government Efficiency Committee, members Lisa Shepherd, Commissioners Carol Spain, Stephanie Borum, Michael Covey, Bart Schneider, Jordan Spector, and residents Julia Lissner, Nicole Reifman, and Bob Kimball.
Great. Do we get both of them? Do we get personnel also?
We're missing personnel.
Yep, you skipped over personnel.
Oh, Personnel Policy Committee of the Whole, Chair Bart Schneider, Bart Schneider, members, remaining board members. And Board Advisory Group Chair appointments, Glencoe Beach and Lakefront Advisory Committee, Chair Bart Schneider, Watts Advisory Group, Chair Michael Covey, Early Childhood Advisory Group, Chair Stephanie Borum, NSRA, Liaison Lisa Shepherd, Executive Director. All right, I guess there's no action items there.
Nope, just appointments.
2 months of the fiscal year is complete. The report is available in the board packet. Does anybody have any questions? Seeing none, the executive director report is also available in the board packet. Are there any questions? Lisa, did you have any?
If we're just keeping this simple tonight, just that our capital projects are going very smoothly, I should say. We have the curb wall, the lakefront playground has started, Watts Recreation Center has started, so it's going very well. If you are getting complaints about dandelions, you could mow on Friday. They pop this weekend. It's all to do with the weather. So once they mow, those will be taken care of. But we will be having discussion in June if the board wants to consider any mitigation on some of those, some parks that have some weed problems. So we'll talk about that in June. Other than that, we're hiring. We have a job fair this weekend, or this Friday. Thank you. Other than that, everything is going great.
Thank you.
No, we want to talk to you about if you want to.
Yeah,
someone questioned that, and I said we'll bring it to committee in June.
Okay, any other business?
No other business.
Okay, so there's no reason to enter into a closed session, so I recommend I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes.